Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Yeah, I will always give credit to the opponent in every possible way. I thought they were physical from start to finish. We didn't handle their physicality very well. 42% of our shots were in the charge circle, and we made 33% of them. And so we have to finish at a higher rate regardless of the shot, but particularly when you're that close to the rim. We got fouled at a high rate, which was encouraging. We did a good job making free throws, but categorically, the rest of our shot diet was good. But other than free throws, we just didn't shoot them at a high percentage. And so Georgetown can play at all times defense except when we're shooting free throws. So I'll give them credit.
That was Buzz Williams talking about the 70-60 loss to Georgetown, a game that frankly probably wasn't as close as the final score. And ugly offensive performance against Georgetown. They take on Alcorn State tonight at 7. Pregame coverage right here on 105.7. The Fan begins at 6. Alcorn State 0-3. They got blown out by Florida State. They lost to South Alabama and got blown out at Minnesota. So it's just like a bye game. What, if anything, can we glean from this Maryland team?
Well, I mean, I think tonight's not much of a barometer, but I think Buzz is a pretty honest guy, is my read on him. And one of the things he said a couple times in that press conference after the Georgetown game that really resonated with me, and he sort of got back around to it a couple of times, which is this idea of they're going to be limited offensively, so we need to take shots in which if we miss that shot, there's a decent chance that we force them to foul us in that process, which will allow us. He was saying we need to not foul them when they shoot, and we need to draw as many fouls as possible. Like, and I don't think that's going away, and I think that's being drilled into their head, whether they're playing Alcorn State or whether they're playing Houston or whether they're playing Sparty. I think that's really, like, it sounds kind of rudimentary, but I think he's telling you we're not going to be that aesthetically pleasing. We need to win, hustle, and grit and all that stuff. We're not going to outshoot pretty much anybody. Like, that Georgetown team, like, I went and watched them against some of their game against Morgan. Like, they're not a great offensive team. They went 4 of 26 from 3 against Morgan.
Yeah.
They missed 12 foul shots against Morgan. Now, they still scored 87 points, but it's Morgan, who's one of the worst defensive teams in recent college basketball history. Like, that's not a team that's going to be going out hanging 90 on people in their own barn. Like, they could have done more. Like, that's not a great shooting team. So, like, I think Maryland's got to play slow pace. They've got to get this feral pain kid to get pick up as many fouls on other people as humanly possible. They got to hit their foul shots, and they got to stop attempting all those three-pointers that they did against Coppin that was fool's gold.
Jason, don't even focus on the Morgan game. Georgetown didn't hit a three in the first half, and they were firmly in control of the game.
Morgan is like Ken Pom last 5 years, bottom five defensive team in the league, and I'm sorry, in college basketball, and bottom five defending threes. Georgetown couldn't hit him against them.
But
ran Maryland out of the gym.
Buzz
basically
was extremely honest in that cut that we just came in with, and I thought he hit it on the head. Georgetown was just more physical. Maryland just,
by the way, Darius Adams
match
in particular did not handle the physicality well.
And the offense, look, they shot, 25% from the floor, but you look at the assist to turnover. They have four assists in the game to 13 turnovers, and even they got back in it at the end of the first half because Georgetown started with the 11-0 run. Miles Rice hits that buzzer beater at the end of the first half, and you're like, wow, okay, you're down by five. You're outplayed for a lot of that half. And then to start the second half, you were 2 of 16 from the floor. And that just tells you where this offense is.
They got
right
destroyed
now.
The first four minutes of the first half and the first four minutes of the second half. They got destroyed.
Exactly. And it's disappointing because, like I said, you ended the first half with that buzzer beater. You had a little bit of momentum going in, down five, and then just they led by 20 at one point in the second half.
Maryland hosts Alcorn State tonight. Pregame coverage at 6. You can hear that game right here with the pregame coverage right here on 105.7 The Fan. Coming up next, Ravens off today, but John Harbaugh spoke yesterday, had a lot of thoughts on some injuries, how long guys could be out, on Keandre Jackson, Draymond Jones, on his defensive coordinator, on Keaton Mitchell. We'll hear from Harbs, who spoke yesterday, next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Did you know that parents rank teaching financial literacy as the toughest life skill? That's where Greenlight comes in. the debit card and money app made for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and track spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn how to earn, save, and spend responsibly, while parents have peace of mind knowing smart money habits are being built with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Here on the Fan.
Yeah. Boy, Draymond, he did well. You know, he didn't, he got all his assignments right and had all the terms right and was versatile along the line. I think we talked about that possibility during the week. It was a factor, you know, physicality, quickness, knows how to play the game. You know, he added a good flavor to it.
Draymond Jones is the guy who added the good flavor to it. He had four pressures for the Ravens in his first game as a Raven after the trade from Tennessee. What did you think of Draymond Jones on Sunday?
He showed up. He was effective. He seemed energized, and he seemed to energize them. He got the best of their right tackle a couple times. Looked like an upgrade.
Absolutely.
Now, again, low bar to clear.
Yeah.
Certainly an upgrade. He's got 29 pressures on the season. That's by far and away the highest that the Ravens have on their team. And he was coming off his best game of the season against the Chargers and was able to kind of carry over some of that momentum.
Another guy who had a nice game on Sunday was Keandre Jackson on special teams. Harbs, what about Keandre Jackson?
You watch practice. You know, you're out there every day and you see how guys perform in practice. And he was bringing it. You know, he was showing us a lot of progress, a lot of development and improvement and all those things. And, you know, he's got some unique skills. He's a big, rangy, fast, explosive athlete who's certainly not afraid to throw it in there and mix it up, which he does at a high level. So, you know, I think he's a football player, you know, and he proves that. Infectious personality, high energy. And to see it show up on the field the way it has is really – it's a great thing to see, and we're you know, he's building a resume, but you know, now the standard keeps going up for him, you know, and he's raising the bar for himself, which is awesome.
I said this yesterday, I'll say it again, and I mean this as a compliment. He's a lunatic. He's not afraid to get involved on special teams, and he's made plays.
Well, you compared him to me.
Yes, well, he's because you like to throw it in there as well. Yes,
I do, and I'm a lunatic.
No, yes,
you're he plays with some reckless abandon,
like Bone. Yeah.
Infectious personality,
like Bone.
That too.
Yes,
like me.
Similar demeanors.
Yeah,
if it's fair to say.
I don't know enough about that young man.
He seems to be very Bone-like.
Maybe,
but he has given them something on special teams. There's no doubt about that.
I think the fumble he forces is important as any single play that occurred in that game for me.
Yeah.
I think that's when the pendulum swung for good.
Without question. The Ravens just had to settle for a fourth field goal. You had a 12-10 lead. You get that fumbled short field. You finally were able to punch it in at that point and then make it a two-score game. It was massive.
Malachi Starks has interceptions in back-to-back games. Seems to be getting more comfortable. Harbs, what do you think of your rookie safety?
Yeah, I do. I think he's starting to get a sense back there. You know, it's such a processing the game inside the game when you're a player is so much about just feel, you know, and you call it what you want, but that all the awareness of being able to calculate all the different crazy things that can happen inside of a play at the level of the NFL. I mean, I think you can only understand that if you've played in the NFL, which I haven't, you know, to know how fast it is on the inside of a play in the National Football League. And you can see him starting to click for him, you know, and he's reacting just a little bit faster and he's conscientious. He always wants to do things right. So it's coming together.
He is seemingly doing less thinking and more just playing. And those ball skills that we saw at Georgia are starting to show.
Yeah, I think him stringing together a couple games like that are huge and just showing up around the ball. There's a couple times where he was a presence around and a potential receiver, a potential ball catcher.
Yeah.
And then obviously making plays on the ball itself is huge. He and Gilman seem to have a synergy.
Yeah, I'd agree.
He's playing with a lot of confidence. I think he's thinking a lot less and there were those couple games heading into the bye week. He was making some mistakes there. But I think now you got back-to-back games in which you have an interception. You're playing with a lot of confidence. And you're right, Ken. He's looking like that guy they thought he would B coming from Georgia.
Keaton Mitchell doesn't get a lot of carries, but he had a couple of nice splash runs Sunday. Harbs, what about Keaton Mitchell?
Yeah, I think more. Yeah, more. We should, and we were kind of intentional. We wanted to do more, you know, just for whatever reason, we didn't get to it, but definitely want to see more Keaton. You know, I think more you can mix it up. It's hard to take, I mean, you know, it's hard to take plays off Derrick Henry's plate. You know, that's a challenge. I think anybody can understand that. But mixing it up is also a good thing, too, you know, and I think all the guys understand the value of that, too. So we're going to try to find that. It's going to be game to game, probably, you know, but try to find that that world where, you know, everybody's most effective.
Jason, life comes at you fast. I'm old enough to remember where Keaton Mitchell, they didn't address him on Sundays because they needed other guys for special teams. And now we're in a world where they want to figure out a way to get the ball in his hands more.
Well, look, I think this is an offense right now that's starved for superpowers. Lamar, one of his superpowers was his legs. That hasn't manifested itself as much this year for a multitude of reasons. There were superpowers last year, and that in the pass game, we would say on any given down, any given snap, anybody could be the star in that as a ball catcher. That's not been the case this year. There's no downfield real threat other than Zay catching intermediate stuff and then running after the fact. So what's a special – what's a potential super – like Derrick Henry's superpowers have been limited by the offensive line. Keaton Mitchell turning a screen pass into a 40-yard gain. Keaton Mitchell turning a pitch play into a 35-yard gain. That's a superpower. This offense is starved for dynamic plays, for jolts, for moments of energy, for momentum-swinging plays. And this is a guy who, despite getting – a low diet can take some pretty big bites. And so, yeah, they need more of that. And I got news for you. It was a lot harder to take Derrick Henry off the field last year than this year.
Well, and you see it with what Keaton Mitchell has done since the bye week. He's only getting 3 or 4 carries a game, and you can pretty much pencil him in for at least one explosive run like we saw against the Vikings, the 22-yarder. And I'm with you. If you can get him a handful of touches a game, one of them's going for 25, 30 or more.
More from John Harbaugh speaking to the media yesterday. Let's hear one more. Cut 15, Beltway Ben. We heard him talk about Draymond Jones making his debut. What about Carl Lawson? When can we see him?
Yeah, it's the first part.
Okay.
I mean, just what you do is you look at the group and you say, where are the reps? You know, we didn't have the reps, you know, to have him up. We needed the reps more in the D-line, you know, because that's just the way the numbers worked. So I definitely want to get him up, and I kind of talked about that last week. He's ready to roll.
So is this the week we see Carl Lawson in Cleveland? Do we really need David Ajabo up?
Yeah, I hear you. You'd think the Browns would want to try to run against the Ravens because they did an okay job of it last time around once Judkins got his legs under him a little bit in the second half, and the quarterback stinks and he's tiny, and you'd think you wouldn't want him throwing 45, 50 times a game, especially as the weather turns. Yeah. He's been throwing the ball a lot.
Yeah.
They've been throwing a whole lot more than they run, and even if you filter for game flow, I think they still throw more than you'd think. Yeah, I kind of put Ajabo in that same category as Jair Alexander a few weeks ago.
Sure.
What are we trying to gain here? Let's see what else is behind door number two.
I think we all were surprised that Lawson wasn't elevated for the Vikings game because John pretty much guaranteed it on Friday. And look, J.J. McCarthy.
John doesn't play games.
He does not. No. J.J. McCarthy threw the ball 42 times in that game, so he would have had a chance to get it going. I would think it would be this week, but who knows.
Hey, coming up next, we recap a fantastic Monday Night Football game. If you have YouTube TV and couldn't watch last night's Monday Night Football game, man, did you miss out. But good news, we're going to recap it for you, plus some bad injury news coming out of Jacksonville. It's League at Large next here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Did you know that parents rank teaching financial literacy as the toughest life skill? That's where Greenlight comes in, the debit card and money app made for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and track spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn how to earn, save, and spend responsibly, while parents have peace of mind knowing smart money habits are being built with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
The end of the game, you know, we're up three, and I would have liked to be in a little closer to kick a field goal, but the closer we would have got, the more, you know, again, you play every situation a little bit differently, but it was into the wind on that one. I knew the kick would have to be a little bit lower trajectory of a kick on that particular one. I got a lot of faith in our offense. It didn't work out on this one. You know, we just didn't get it, but the decision, I stand put on that decision, you know, especially being up three, because you go up six, they're still going to need a touchdown, being a Hail Mary, everything like that. So we would have ended the game if we would have got that, and then got a lot of faith in our guys to be able to do that.
It's Nick Sirianni, head coach of Philadelphia Eagles, answering why they went for it on fourth and six near the end of the game. They threw like a jump ball to A.J. Brown, fell incomplete, so it gave Green Bay a chance to come down and either tie or win the game. They did not. The Eagles win 10-7. It was the first scoreless first half in a game since 2023. This was some ugly football in Green Bay last night.
Well, and I think what Sirianni's leaving unsaid there, but what I think he's in his own way trying to say is, did you see those mooks that were playing against try to move the football?
Yeah, they could.
Like, did you see them for the better part of four quarters not be able to do anything against my defense? Like, and do you really buy their kicker who looks like he's hobbled and whatever? Like, I mean, the Packers have 26 total points their last two games, and that's at home against Carolina and Philadelphia. Like, I think what Sirianni was really doing there was just saying, I want to instill some more confidence in my offense. I'd rather go for the jugular right now. And if I don't, even though those guys only need 30-some yards to get in field goal range, I'm not sure they're going to get there. And I mean, Green Bay's Matt LaFleur might be losing his fastball.
Yeah.
And their other loss of the season, they only put up 10 points against the Browns. Like this, the Packers are a weird team. There's a ton of weird teams in the NFL this year, but like, what do you make of them?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. They've given up 26 their last two. They've only scored 20.
20, yeah.
No, and they've lost three, and they're all, they're losing to Cleveland, losing to the Panthers.
And a tie with the Cowboys.
Yeah. I don't know who the hell they are. And you know what? I think we need to put a moratorium on Jordan Love MVP talk, because every offseason I hear this talk that Jordan Love's going to be an MVP candidate.
I fought for it. I put my wallet on.
And this is ugly.
No, the offense is broken. The defense is legit. Their special teams are always a little janky, and the offense is just putrid right now. I mean, outside of just running everything through Josh Jacobs, they don't have any answers. They can't get explosive plays. They don't even – LaFleur doesn't even look like he even really wants to try.
And losing Tucker Kraft.
Yeah, I mean, Golden's always in and out of the lineup.
Yeah, he was out last night. Yeah.
Watson's always in and out of the lineup. No Kraft is a big deal. But, like, I don't know, man. They just look like they don't have any ideas. They look like they don't have any sense of who they are as an offense. I mean, they've got no identity other than let's let Jacobs touch the ball 25 times and see what happens.
So where do they go from here? Like, do you think they still
go to the Meadowlands?
Well, that they're onto the Giants, but can they still win this division? Or
is this a team that could miss the playoffs? Like right now,
and is LaFleur in danger of getting fired? Because there is some of that coming out.
That place is really methodical and very old school. And you look at what he's done. His regular season win loss percentage is way up there in the history of people who've coached 70 or more games in this league. So I don't know about that. Look, it's all sitting there before them. They haven't played Minnesota or Chicago yet. So take the Detroit part out of it. Like, if you want to talk about the playoffs and wild card or whatever, and I'm not saying they can't win still win the division. I mean, they did beat Detroit in week one.
Yes.
They've got five division games left. I think they're a playoff team. I think I have a hard time thinking they're not a playoff team. But I don't know. They just look so bereft of like even a potential offensive identity other than we play in Wisconsin. It's already really cold. It was below freezing last night. Let's try to beat you 10-9. But that's not who he's supposed to be as an offensive mind and as a head coach. That's not who we've seen out of Jordan Love. I mean, we all go back to the playoffs a couple years ago, and it's going on the road and bombs away and stop us if you can. Like, I don't know that we're getting back there. I've always felt like Love's legs need to probably be a little more of the equation than it is. They're not getting as many takeaways as they did last year, and they weren't going to. That stuff tends to regress. I think they're a good team, but I think the offense is in crisis mode.
Yeah, not a true Super Bowl contender. And what's crazy is you can even go back to that Steelers game where, yes, the final numbers look really good, and Love completed 20 straight passes at one point. But that first half was a disaster for the Packers offense against Pittsburgh.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, they've only lost back-to-back games at Lambeau three times now since 2018. And this was one of those three. Like,
Jalen Phillips, nice debut for the Eagles.
Consecutive weekends.
Yeah. Jalen Phillips showed up in his Eagles debut, had that key fumble strip. They stripped Jacobs and recovered it on the fourth down run.
Yeah, that's a gutsy win for the Eagles. It's not going to look great in the box score for them either.
No. A.J. Brown's still
invisible.
But they
managed the game. They did something they haven't done all year, turned the ball over, and they turned it over in the red zone, right? They'd only had three total turnovers all year. They survived that. Their defense is definitely getting its swag back. That's sort of like Fangio defenses are kind of like Ravens defenses. They get better as the season goes along. Howie tends to do a lot at the deadline, and he did. And most of those pieces tend to fit. Phillips was one of the best football players on that field, regardless of position. So they're going to be a tough out. They're going to run away with that division.
Yeah.
They're going to get some home games. We'll see. They've had the Rams number. You know, for me, if you ask me who I think is the best team in the NFC right now, I'd say the Rams. But the Rams peed on their leg when they faced the Eagles.
News out of Jacksonville, Travis Hunter had knee surgery today. He's now out for the season. And remember, the Jags, they gave up
a
king's
ransom.
They
like a quarterback trade. Yes. I mean, they paid a premium. Like they were, well, we're going up to get two players in one. Well, he didn't really help you on offense or defense.
They couldn't figure out how to split that. And so he basically, it hurt him on both sides.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I think he's a corner. And I think he'll be a good corner, but he doesn't have ideal corner size. And for what they gave up to get him, the opportunity cost of what they passed on, plus what they gave up to move up and get him. And oh, by the way, you're going to need a quarterback next year because there's no way Liam Cohen's bringing this guy back. He's going to say it's him or me.
Yeah.
So that really screws them.
I wonder, should they be treating Travis Hunter like the Packers treat, or the Raiders treated a young Charles Woodson, like the Cowboys treated Deion Sanders? What I mean by that is they're cornerbacks, but then you have packages for them on offense. But you stick to the one position, let them become really good at the one position, and then you work them in a little bit on the other side.
It was just never feasible to play both ways, and just having enough hours in the day to, you got to be in defensive meetings, you got to be in offensive meetings, where you have to compartmentalize this. And I'm with you, Ken, like, choose a primary, and you're right, it should be corner, but give him some plays as a wide receiver. Like,
doesn't that make sense?
Remember, they started the season where he was almost all offense and no defense. Which was idiotic from the get up.
And they thought they'd have him and Brian Thomas, who had a great end of the season. He's been invisible this year.
He's not invisible. You see him dropping balls and running the wrong routes all the time.
One other note, Chris Thomason, who covers the Broncos for the Denver Gazette, says that the Broncos are considering putting J.K. Dobbins on IR. He had that hip drop tackle Thursday.
I've never
heard
of the Denver Gazette.
Yeah, well, I'm just telling you. He's got 40,000
brand new
college
newspapers. They're popping up everywhere.
Like, I mean, it's possible. I'm not saying it's not possible.
Let me
see.
Let me Google eyes.
He also covered the Vikings for the St. Paul Pioneer Press. So
I mean, there's a Denver Gazette.
Look,
they got a website.
Dobbins, we know, staying healthy has been a big problem for him.
He did have the hip drop tackle Thursday night.
I don't like the website.
You don't?
No.
It's janky?
Good. Yeah, it's not good.
Fake news?
But it's real.
Oh, it's a real website?
It's a real website.
I mean, like, 5 years ago, the banner didn't exist, so, I get it. I'm glad that this is happening in local news. I'm excited for it. Yeah. That's just the first I'd heard of it.
Yeah.
Well, J.K. Dobbins.
But unfortunately, it's not the first we've heard of J.K. Dobbins.
That's
IR.
Yeah. And we did see him come out of that game last Thursday. So we'll wait to hear what's going on there.
Late 2020. Just like the banner.
There we go. Day.
Oh, nice really?
Thing,
yeah. So it does exist.
Yeah. Yeah. Online newspaper.
Yeah. Oh,
same thing.
There you have
same
it.
Thing.
Like the banner. It's the new era.
Era.
Coming up next, we haven't been able to get to the NBA of late.
It's called the Daily Gazette, so you get the alliteration.
Yeah.
Denver Daily Gazette.
Yes, I like that. Yeah. Denver Daily.
Denver Gazette sounds kind of hocus pocus made up.
It does sound a little...
Yeah, because Baltimore Banner has the alliteration.
Yeah.
I like it. Yeah. Yeah. You get the daily in there, you get the D's. I like it. I'm with you on that.
All about the D's.
Nico Harrison, it's over in Dallas. NBA shoot-around next here on The Fan. Nico Harrison was fired as the general manager of the Dallas Mavericks this morning. The Dallas Mavericks currently sit at 3-8. They got Cooper Rush, but Kyrie Irving still coming off major knee injury, so he's not back yet. And they stink again, and they traded Luka Doncic for Antonio Davis, who looks fat, it's just not good in Dallas. I look back at his tenure there. He screwed up Jalen Brunson, where they could have extended him the year before, chose not to. And then once you get to the next year, he's going to leave. And now he's with the Knicks. They traded Luka Doncic for Anthony Davis. Sorry, I said Antonio. Anthony Davis and stuff. They traded Quentin Grimes.
Your guy Grimes.
Who's a nice player.
Yeah, like, he can shoot.
He's the sixth man for the Sixers. Like, it's almost like he was trying to sabotage the team, got the life vest with the Cooper Rush of it all, but still they stink.
Well, and they've had difficulty figuring out Cooper Rush. They look like none of the pieces look like
they Cooper
fit
Flag.
For them.
We keep
Cooper
saying
Flag.
Yeah,
sorry,
Cooper
yeah.
Flag.
Football,
Cooper
basketball,
Antonio basketball, Davis, Anthony whatever. Davis, Cooper Rush, Cooper Flag. Cooper
like,
Flag.
Cooper
potato,
Flag,
potato.
Running the point,
thanks,
not
Ben.
Running the point. They can't. You know, it's probably too much P.J. Washington on the ball. Like, they just look like a team. Well, look, they desperately need Kyrie. They've known Kyrie's not playing for a long time. Yes. That injury happened in the playoffs last year. Yeah, I think this has been somewhat inevitable.
I still don't like, going back to the trade, and I know it was under wraps and no one knew, apparently, but to trade a player of Luka Doncic's magnitude, like, that's an ownership thing. And everyone likes to dunk on Nico, and I get it. But, like, don't you think it's above him? And you're right.
No, I think he made that trade. I think he made that trade.
Well, he's got to wear it either way.
Oh, he absolutely.
And the victory lap that they took after the trade, talking about how out of shape Luka is.
Idiotic.
And look.
By the way, have you seen Anthony Davis this year?
Yeah, and Luka obviously took that message to heart. The Lakers are taking care of him financially. Yeah. He's in great shape. And like, they're not playing their best ball by any stretch. And they had to play without Austin Reeves for a few games. And like, they lost the game in Atlanta against a G League team that they'd want back. They're also 8-3, and LeBron's on his way back.
Yeah.
So, like, the Lakers are looking okay. The Mavs are a disaster.
So, we are 10-ish games in, depending on the teams. The Detroit Pistons, I don't know how they beat the Wizards last night, but they did in overtime. And the Wizards sit at 1-10. But are you buying the Pistons?
Yeah, I'm buying them. I'd be interested to see what they do by the deadline, and I still think, like, I don't know if they're making the jump in the playoffs, but I think they're going to win 50-plus games, and I think they're a tough team to play against. Last night, they weren't on the back end of back-to-backs at home against Washington. They played no defense whatsoever. They also missed 28 three-pointers. Mm-hmm. That happened in an NBA game that they won.
Cade Cunningham took 45 shots.
He missed 31 of them.
I know.
Still had a triple-double. Beltway Ben was on the triple-double at one of that, plus 1,500.
There you go, Beltway Ben.
Where can you find one of Ben?
WannaBetWithUs.com.
Nice.
All the info's there.
Every day?
I mean, I'm buying Detroit because, like, Orlando, I'm still not really buying. The Pacers are completely cooked with their injury situation. I think Milwaukee's taking a step forward. Boston is nothing as a shell of what they were. So I guess you look at the East and you say, sure, Detroit can be a factor. I just think that the difference between the men and the boys, West first.
Yeah, the West is loaded.
Well, going to the West, the Spurs, you buying their hot stuff?
Wemby!
Yeah, I'm buying the Spurs. Again, like, do I think that they could be a playoff team and not a play-in team? I do. I don't see them in the top half of the West. Like, I don't see them as a top four seed. You know, like, could they be the 5 or the 6? I think they probably could be. I mean, Wemby is one of the 5 best players on the planet right now.
I feel like the NBA is better when the Spurs are good.
They were so consistent for so long, and they've just been all over these past couple of years.
I don't know that San Antonio raises them.
I don't know. You know who's been good? Old friend Derek Queen's been good. I got to look and see when. Have you looked, Beltway Ben, to see when the When the Pelicans head this way to D.C., I want to see him play. And he's been great.
No, I haven't looked, but it is fun because there was a lot of talk about them trading those picks to get there to take Derek Queen. There were people hating on him, and then Summer League went how it did. He got hurt. There's a lot of people hating, you know, not from the Baltimore area, but the NBA area and New Orleans. And
it's still a bad trade.
I mean, you don't know that.
Yes, I do, because they're not making the playoffs.
So for year one, it's a bad trade?
Yeah, I think you trade a one, it's going to be a lottery pick. I think it's a bad trade.
So Derek Queen in 3 years is Jokic.
If he is Jokic, if he turns them into a title
then
contender.
Then you can't say it's a bad trade. That's the dumbest thing I've heard.
I disagree.
That's dumb.
I disagree.
The year it happened?
I think that you trade an unchecked first-round pick.
And what did you get for it?
You got a player that looks good. I think he's
wasn't
got way too
Joker a second round pick.
He was.
It was Taco Bell selection.
Yes.
Yeah. I just don't know how we're grading right now. Like, you can't grade right now. I just think that's
what I'm saying. Like, what if?
I hope he's a great player. Right. I don't.
Hey,
I hope it's he's over. A great player. I think it's a dumb trade.
Okay.
You can't say that.
I said it again.
He's quintupled down.
It's a dumb trade.
Yeah.
Like,
now that's
you
seven
put
or
no
eight
checks
times.
On the one. You're like, uncheck.
Isolate this.
It's going to be a lottery pick next year.
Okay, and if Derrick Queen is as good as Jokic is, then you will just sit here and you'll... Oh,
that's a huge leap. My leap is... Even if you're calling my leap idiotic, and you're saying he's going to be the three-time MVP.
They've compared him to Jokic.
Now, that's stupid.
No, you're stupid.
No, I'm not stupid.
Yeah, you really are.
I'm not stupid.
You really are.
They traded a lottery pick for a guy, but if he becomes Jokic,
that's
a great trade.
That's his comparison.
One of the greatest...
That's his comparison.
Come on.
That's what the comparison was.
Okay, that's great.
Take Jokic out of it. If he's one of the three best players in the draft,
you can't tell me that's...
Well,
we talk about that fraudulent basketball.
You can't tell me...
What does that have to do with the price of tea in China?
He's getting his shots in where he can.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm not going to set the bar as high as Joker. I'm going to say...
It's just a comparison.
If he's one of the three best players in that draft, you can't tell me that that's absolutely terrible. What if that turns out to be a really blah draft, and he was they looked at him as the last stud available... Yeah. And so they moved to make sure they got him. And if they're right, if history says he should have been taken second or third, the kid in Utah looks pretty good.
No guardrails.
Is the other one, Harper, going to stay healthy? Like, what if he's third best player in that draft?
To put no guardrails on that pick and you're going to miss the playoffs, it's GM malpractice. That's what it is.
Well, he's not a job Derrick Queen turns out to be better than
if
anything.
If he becomes
they
Jokic,
that.
Then it's a great trade.
Or if he's better than anything that they would have taken
if
next
they
year.
They miss the playoffs and they give the other
and
team
this,
a lottery pick.
This awful lottery that we're going to reward the Mavs for sucking, and then the GM, of course, gets fired. This awful lottery. So they have the eighth pick.
Yeah.
Derrick Queen, and if Derrick Queen's better than that eighth pick, then what does it matter? Your point here is an unknown player and an unknown pick.
My point is, you trade a lottery pick for a guy who people view as a lottery pick. I like him. So you trade a lottery pick for a guy that people view as a lottery pick.
I just think he's literally just rambling.
Let me say it clearly. It's a stupid trade.
And let me say clearly. I think what you're saying is stupid.
Yeah, because you think he's Jokic.
He could be. No. See,
he also could be.
Now you're just throwing stuff around.
No, I'm not. You literally.
I said he could be Jokic. We will.
Yeah,
absolutely.
He could be Jokic.
I said he could be Jokic.
By that theory,
he
could also be John Hopley Williams.
You're right. And by that theory, that pick that you're crying about right now.
I'm not crying.
Could end up being Kwame Brown.
I have no skin in the game.
That's exactly who it is.
I just think Joe Dumars is a moronic GM.
That's fine. And then that pick could be could be nothing. And
we will remember this moment. You can dunk on me later.
I will. Don't worry. Do not worry. I will.
Come on. Coming up next, bounce back, fall back with the bone here on the Fan.
Feisty.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.